Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Christmas Day is right around the corner, so we really can say it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Christmas decorations and holiday music are meant to help instill the spirit of the season in everyone. While the decorations and music will go away in the days and weeks after Christmas, this week on Morning Prayer, we've been looking at how we can keep what the Christmas season is all about, divine goodness appearing in our lives to benefit everyone, with us all year long. Bible story after Bible story shows that divine goodness breaks into people's lives all the time. In the Old Testament, Abraham kept looking for that goodness and kept finding it, even if in unusual ways. Jacob was alone, running away from his brother who wanted to kill him. But he too found that God's goodness was with him. Elijah was alone and had a price on his head. But he too discovered that evil faded away with the recognition of God's ongoing goodness. And the Christmas story in the New Testament describes how, when Jesus was born, God's goodness was proclaimed even to lowly shepherds out in the fields with their flocks. We can be just as sure of ongoing divine goodness as all those biblical characters were. This goodness isn't limited to a particular time of year. It's present all the time, and we can experience it as we adopt spiritual viewpoints and actively seek that goodness. May we all have Christmas year-round, with lives full of divine goodness that blesses everyone. Amen.